Want to double your Google reviews? I'm going to share with you five tactics you can help to crush Google reviews and a couple of things I'm going to cover. Why being awesome is actually not enough. The best time to ask for reviews and how to make it so stupid simple that almost every client will leave you a review. Welcome to the Island Mortgage Brokering Podcast. This is your 10-minute weekly podcast that I create for mortgage brokers. The idea is to give you something tangible you can go and apply in your business. Hopefully you find this really useful. And today's episode is going to be jam-packed with tips and tricks for you. Before we jump into that, I want to give a shout out to our title sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application, document collection, submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's really simple to use, stupid simple to use. It's got cool features like smart docs, knows what documents your client needs based on the app. It's got smart submission notes, pulls key data from the app, and it's connected to Lender Spotlight, which is the best tool for searching rates and guidelines. Check them out at lendus.com/finmo, and let's jump into this episode. All right, so the first thing I'm going to say is that, you know, how do you get lots of reviews? I guess the initial reaction would be awesome, and it's actually not enough. And let me tell you a quick story about why that's true. So I have a friend that's a mortgage broker in a small town, and she was a newer mortgage broker at the time. And there was another mortgage broker in her town who literally was doing 300 to 400 mortgages a year. And my friend was doing maybe, you know, 30 to 50 at the time. And this person who was doing 400 mortgages a year, I just went and looked actually today, and they have 20 Google reviews. And this person's probably in their career done 4,000 mortgages, and they are really good. Like, I know this person, their process is like fantastic. But they have no process, they have no system for making sure that they get reviews. And so because of that, they're leaving it up to chance. This other mortgage broker, significantly lower volume, probably 400 or 500 mortgages total, and has 87 reviews and gets business all the time. She told me from people coming to Google looking for her. So they're coming into the same town. Imagine if you have a restaurant, you've got these two restaurants. One of them is absolutely amazing, but only the people in the know about it. This other person has the new restaurant, and she's also excellent, but because she's put effort into the review, she's actually picking up free business. And so that's why it's important. You can't just be awesome, and you can't just leave it up to people, because if you've been a mortgage broker for any amount of time, there's probably clients that have been like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You know, this is fantastic. So helpful. I'm going to tell everybody about you. And maybe they do. Probably they don't. They forget about it within a week, but you're like, oh, that's great. And you feel awesome, but nothing really happens from that. And so if you don't have a system for how to actually get reviews, then it's not going to be as effective. So very first tactic is actually very simple. It's ask early and often. And so James Lowen is a mortgage broker at Burlington, Ontario. And I'll put a link to his reviews because they're pretty phenomenal, actually. He's got 679 reviews. Last time I talked to him, he's doing about 300 mortgages a year. About 100 of them come from his reviews, from Google. And these are not low quality leads. These are not leads that are like, oh my gosh, I've got like, these are high quality leads finding him from Google, and it's because he's got 679 and growing Google reviews. And so how does he get so many? And he's done way more mortgages than this, by the way. But what he does is he actually introduces the expectation of a review on the very first call. And so what that looks like is he explains, you know, finds uncovers what the client needs, explains how they're going to help. And then his pitch, he plants a seed early, is, hey, Mr. Customer, just to let you know, we charge no fees for our service. The only thing I can ask from you is if we deliver on all the things that we promise, I'm going to ask two things from you. First, can you leave us a review? Really help us out. And second, that you'd refer your friends to us. And people are like, sure. And a great way to end that is, does that sound fair? Who's going to not sound, yeah, that sounds fair to me. And so people say yes to it. And so people make that commitment. And then what happens is that he then, throughout the process, they make sure that they remind the client to actually leave the review. And he even add it to the mortgage conditions list. So it's like letter of employment, pay stub, Google review. And I've read some of his reviews, and some of them are like, hey, James, Loan Group is fantastic. I can't wait to finish my mortgage with them. Like, the mortgage is not even done, and they've already left a review. Now, putting it on the condition list does not guarantee they're going to do it. And of course, he makes sure he asks often. But the guy is pulling 100 mortgages a year from Google because he's put energy into this. So that's the first thing, is you got to plant the seed early. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. Even if they love you, they could be like, you're amazing. And they send you a little gift, and that's fantastic. But what's better than that is actually having reviews, so that when other people are looking for a mortgage broker, they find you. And here's the thing, like, we actually don't, and you could make a beautiful website and you could say all these wonderful things about you, and your mom could write something great about you. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a crap about it at all. We actually trust third party opinion more. So if I go to like a website for a camera and I look at the website, they're going to tell me all the reasons why it's great. I don't really care. I don't believe them. I care more about a plumber from Vermont who wrote a review about the camera or about the product. Is I'm going to trust that more because he's not trying to sell me anything. And so this is why there's just a power to having third-party reviews, but you have to actually design it. So step one is ask early and often, like James Nolan. The one other under tip to that, actually, I'll add this one later on. Okay, tactic two is ask at peak moments. So the beginning is pretty straightforward, but of course you get an approval. There's a period, you know, when that approval comes back, especially if it was a tough file, and they're like, oh, thank you so much, Scott. This was amazing. I really appreciate it. You know, I had heard, my bank told me they couldn't get this done. Awesome. Hey, man, you know, no problem at all. Then what you do is you turn that into an ask for review. So if they're happy, you should be asking, hey, you know, and you know, you say thank you. Hey, thank you. No problem. Hey, if you wouldn't mind, really help me out. Would you mind leaving me a review? Because it would really, and then you send them a link. It's really easy to get the link. You go to your review page, click share. There's a little short code you can send to them, and then they can fill out a review. And so at peak moments would be another time. So there's usually approval, closing. Of course, they finally get into their place to get their keys. And so you're going to have certain moments where, and you're going to know, there's going to be times when they're like, they're just happy or excited because something got sorted out. Maybe the appraisal came back. You had to negotiate the appraisal. It was not what you wanted and you got it fixed. Like, oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy. Awesome. Ask, right? Ask early, ask often, ask at peak moments. The next is turn a compliment into review. So this is kind of like a tweak on the last one, but if somebody's complimenting you about something, they're like, oh, this has been great. Thank you so much, Scott. You know, whatever they're saying. At the end, of course, say, hey, thank you. No problem at all. If you wouldn't mind, I'd really appreciate it if you could put that in a review. And they're going to be like, oh, of course, no problem at all. You've been amazing. That's what's going to happen. Like 9 times out of 10, that's what they're going to say to you. So when they have give you a compliment, you're going to want to turn that into a review. So peak moments and compliments are opportunities to ask for reviews. And then this next tactic, so is actually to make it stupid simple for them. So if I'm on a phone call with a client and they say all these great things about me, Scott, you're fantastic. I'm actually going to write that up and send it to them. I'm going to write up what they said. So I'm going to say, hey, look, when I turn that compliment into a review, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? Would you mind writing a review for me on that? I'd really appreciate it. And then I'm going to say, no problem at all. I'll say, hey, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a link and I'm going to write down what you said. And then of course, you can edit it. You send them the email, you write down what they said. Oh my gosh, working with Scott was fantastic. They saved me, whatever, da, 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 da. And then you give it to them, and 9 times out of 10, they're going to copy and paste it. The reason people don't write reviews is because they don't know what to say. They got writer's block. So it's kind of like when, if you've ever had to, you know, get up and do a little mini speech and you're not prepared, you're like, I don't know what to say. So then people don't do it. And it's not because they don't like you, it's they don't know how to start it. And so you can just write it for them. And they may want to edit it and they may not use any of it. Who cares? The fact is you've given them something to start with. And so by pre-writing it for them and sending it to them, you can feed in more reviews. So ask early, right? Ask at peak moments, turn compliments into reviews, write it for them. That's the fourth tactic. And the fifth tactic, if you really want to make reviews better, is to respond and sprinkle in keywords. So if you look at James Lowen, and again, if you click on this podcast episode, there'll be a link to his reviews and you can check them out, but you'll notice that they respond to every single review, which is great. That's like ninja tip one. Ninja tip two is not only is he responding to the reviews, he's responding to the reviews and he's sprinkling in keywords. So if it's a first time buyer, hey, we were really excited to help you as a first time buyer. Why is he doing that? It's like, they know they're a first time buyer. He's doing it to help feed the SEO so that when people are searching for things, they actually find them. So he's basically improving his algorithm in his search by putting keywords in there. So that would be the last thing that you want to do is in terms of like, make sure you respond to all reviews and then think about sprinkling in keywords. So hopefully find that helpful. I mean, I think that, you know, your website doesn't matter as much as your social media platforms, like social accounts, as well as your wherever somebody's leaving your reviews. Those are the most important because, again, I can go to your website and it looks amazing. I don't really care. What I care is if you've got 500 reviews, I'm going to be like, this person has done a few mortgages. And my trust level is going to immediately go up because they're third party. So hopefully you find that helpful. Go check out James, his reviews to give you some inspiration. And at last, I'll do a quick recap for you of what the tactics. So the first is ask early. So on the first call, of course, you can add it into the conditions list if you like, but you got to obviously talk about it. If you add it there without talking about it, it's going to feel weird. You know, if you're like, hey, you didn't tell me I need to do a review. You're probably offend them. But if you set up the conversation properly, it's not weird to put in your conditions list. Ask at peak moments. So if they're, you know, approval, closing, there's key times. You're going to have to follow up too afterwards, because sometimes people aren't going to do it right away. Not because they don't want to, not because they don't care, not because they won't refer you, only because they forget and life is busy. Like, how many people, places have you been to, businesses that you're like, this place is amazing, and then you took the time to go write a review? Probably not that often, right? It's probably like, I can probably think of 10 times that I'm impressed and I might write a review once. And it's not because I'm a jerk. Well, you might think, I don't know. Hopefully you don't think I'm a jerk, but it's just that I don't think to do it. But if somebody makes it easy for me, I'll do it. So ask early, often, peak moments, turn compliments into reviews. If somebody's giving you a compliment, say, thank you so much. Would you mind putting that in a review for me? And watch how they'll say, sure, because they just said it, right? It's their words. Write it down for them so you can draft up what they basically said. And the key thing, one thing you can do when you write it for them is you can actually add in dollar amounts. So you can be like, hey, Scott helped me save $726 a month, or I saved $12,224 on my renewal because I talked to Scott. You can drop those specific numbers in there because you know them, and especially when you write it, and most time they'll just include it. Now, with numbers, I would encourage you to always be specific to the penny. Don't make them round whole numbers because it doesn't seem real. It's like $750. Really? No, it was $761.36. That is way more. Actually, people go, okay, I believe that. I don't believe 750, but I believe because it looks so specific. So make sure you use specific numbers. And then respond to every review and sprinkle in keywords. That'll juice your reviews. Hopefully you find this helpful. I'd love to hear if you have any tips on getting reviews, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, Scott at ilovemortgagebrokering.com. And thanks again. And remember that as Sun Tzu says, tactics are the fastest way to get to victory.